You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special and delightful guest joining my show, Tanya Summers. We're going to find out a little bit about her company today, which is Answers by Tanya Summers. She does a whole bunch of stuff, let me tell you. She does readings. She does astrology, animal totems, moon cycles. It's very interesting stuff, and we are going to learn all about it today from Tanya Summers. So let's welcome her to the show. Miss Tanya Summers, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. And of course, don't forget, Tanya will, of course, give this out again at the end of the show. But for those interested in some of the stuff we're going to discuss today, it's TanyaSummers.com, all one word. So, Ms. Summers, could you just kind of tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I've been at this since I was literally 3 years old. My grandmother, my mother, my daughter were all naturally psychic. So we don't necessarily do use the tarot cards and the things that a lot of people would see, which it's right off the top of our head.
Right.
So if I'm walking through the grocery store, I can tell if somebody's having a hard time. Literally, I would never walk up to them and ask them if they're having a hard time because that's an invasion of privacy, but I can see it.
Right.
So 24/7, I am like literally tuned in, turned on, and able to see what's going on in people's lives. But I tend to like go to the grocery store at midnight to not feel it and to not want to be drawn to walk over and tell somebody who probably doesn't want to know.
That is incredible. I mean, it must be so frustrating for you, to be honest.
It can be. It can be really hard. The toughest part is standing next to somebody like in a line and knowing that their child is dying.
Right.
And wanting to like say everything is going to be okay and this is what's going to go on. But, you know, you just can't say that.
No, I mean, I completely understand it. That must be so tough. But at the same time, you've also kind of built a business around this. So it's doing you kind of good. So, I mean, in your business, when you actually turn this on professionally, what would you say people come to you the most looking for answers from?
Well, I would say it has changed a little bit over the years. 20 years ago, it was a lot more about what's my spiritual path and what should I be doing in life and, you know, what is good for me. And now, with the world the way it is, it's more about, is my job safe?
Right.
Is my boss somebody I can trust? Is my coworker someone I can trust? Is my mate cheating because the internet is so out there now? 20 years ago, it wasn't. So there's a lot of the difference, I would say, between the spiritual readings of what I'm going to do in life and what I'm here for and what I'm supposed to accomplish, between the is this the right man or woman for me, and many, many, many people date the same person over and over again with just a different name.
Right. I you know, it's funny you say that. I've kind of noticed that in my own life with my own friends and stuff like that. So, yeah, absolutely. Now, why do you think that is?
Well, they grow up with patterns. Most of the time, well, and it's a proven fact, by the time you're 5 years old, everything you've seen in your family dynamic, you turn into.
Right.
Until you've done therapy or you work on all those things. But what you've seen until you're five, if your mom or your dad cheat or they have issues or they're alcoholics or they don't tell the truth on the inside or the outside, then you're confused and you tend to go out and want to marry or date the person that you're most confused by as a parent.
Right, right.
So then you like marry your father or you marry your mother or you keep dating the same person that is just like that adult, because you're still wondering as a five-year-old, why am I in the middle of all this?
I imagine for a five-year-old, really, I mean, sometimes even younger or even older, I mean, that's got to be traumatizing for the child, you know, itself. And I can only imagine if they grow up with these patterns. Tanya, when it comes down to it, and I mean, have you ever had to like somebody come to you for some information and the news just isn't good? And you have to kind of sit down with them and let them know what's going on. And do you have any examples of an experience that you've maybe shared with somebody that may have not been so great?
I'm very lucky that I'm tactful.
Yeah.
because there was two things that did happen when that huge tsunami hit in Japan,
yeah,
Thailand,
the big one. The one Fukushima?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a lady come to see me, and she asked me, you know, that's where her whole family lived, and she said, I'm thinking about going home on this date, and I said, I don't know why, but you can't go home on that date. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you. All I know is that you can't go home. Well, her whole family died in that.
Wow.
And
you're
she was home
me.
In Seattle, safe in her apartment. And, of course, it was horrible for her, but she was also grateful. And the other one that I would say that was really hard was that I had the happiest married couple sitting in front of me one time that were getting ready to retire down in Arizona in their spring home and just happy, happy, happy. And I kept looking at her and I kept saying, I don't know how to say this, but your husband's not going with you. And
wow.
And I didn't know why. I'm not always told why. Well, she called me a week later and he died on his treadmill.
Wow. Oh my God.
So yeah, there's times like that. I don't always see it, but, I also had a girlfriend once ask me, how come I can't hear the voices and see the things that you do? Because she was just as psychic as I am.
Right.
And I said, I don't know, but in a week you're going to be able to. Well, she died a week later in a car accident.
What?
So
you're kidding me.
There's things like that that are not fun about my life.
Yeah.
And there are times that I'm told not to tell. I had two women sitting in front of me once that the sister knew the mother, her sister was dying and was full of cancer. And she looked at me and she just shook her head. And I literally excused myself from the room and asked, what should I do? And I heard loud and clear that no one wanted her to know. They wanted her to have her last couple of weeks of living with family and good stuff. And so I didn't tell her. What I did instead was focused on how cool this life was for her and how great it was that she had the children she did and the career she had, and tried to bring all the positive stuff out because they all knew.
That's unbelievable, Tanya. Now, Tanya, we unfortunately do have to end the show in about a minute, but before I let you go, for anyone out there listening who may want to get involved in this and get some answers themselves, how can they go about getting in contact with you? Do you have a website or a Facebook page? We gave the website out before. You want to give it out again?
Yeah, and let me spell it too. It's
sure.
www.tonyasomers.com. So it's Suzanne Summers, like Summers.
Right.
So it's TanyaSummers.com. A lot of people will try to go for the
U.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's spelled a little bit different. And 702-478-8824 is a number that is 24/7. You can leave a message and I'll get back within a day.
Well, Tanya Summers, really seriously, thank you so much for coming on and sharing some of your stories with us. We surely appreciate it and wish you the best of luck going forward.
Well, thank you very much. And I love my career and I love helping people. So it's a great thing.
And well, it's wonderful because we also loved having you on our show. So Tanya Summers, everybody, thank you so much, Tanya.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.